This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There will never be a better time to bring down leftism than it is right now. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm willing to explain why I say that. The best time is right now. We have a crooked president and his family sitting in office. Undeniably. We have the data to show how crooked these people are right now. And it's just, it's sitting there. It's ripe. It's like a fresh mango hanging from a tree. Just like, oh, I mean, it's ready to rock and roll. And all we got to do is pull the trigger. All we got to do is have people with backbone. People of principle who will go after these folks. That guy, the cheater in the White House, who got cheated in, that whole system is breaking as well. We're poking holes into January 6th, we're poking holes into election integrity, etc. But that means we can poke holes into the entirety of the Democratic Party, a crooked political system that allowed all this to happen. Supported by a crooked DOJ that is supposed to be out, removed from the system, that's supposed to be helping Americans believe in the system, and instead it's part of it. So we've got that. Supported by a flailing media. Nobody believes the media in as much as anybody believes the FBI. I listen to Christopher Wray give testimony and I say to myself, this dude is nothing but a bureaucrat. He is there to cover for his organization. He isn't there to expose it and say, you know, this is not right. He's not there for that. Social media, on the ropes. Twitter has been bought. Other social media places like Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N, we got some big things coming over there, so I hope you guys will join up and connect with me over there. So we've got that. I'm just telling you, when are we going to have a better time to go after the crooked politician who's supported by a crooked political system that's being exposed, supported by a crooked DOJ that's completely being exposed, supported by a flailing, failing mainstream fake news media, supported by social media who's now on the ropes, and finally, leftism itself, under fire in Hollywood, the purveyors of all this crazy thought. All these lunatic ideas is under fire. There's a writer's strike. Commercial for the Flick Fest. So, not going to give you the ins and outs, but I had a deal working with the Flick Fest, and the guy backed out of it. And I was thinking about it. I sent a note. But for the record, I'm talking with my attorney to make the Flick Fest a completely tradable stock for the consumer. I think the limit is you can invest $150 or something. I don't know, but we're looking into that to make it available for everybody, because this is the type of thing where we should all have a piece of the next version of Hollywood. But here's where we are. So Hollywood writers are striking, which means nothing's being written. It's all reruns. Not that you need writers in Hollywood anymore, because you've got AI they can do the writing for you. All you got to do is put in all your woke nonsense, make them a gay transvestite Guatemalan midget, and, you know, boom, there's your new sitcom. But it's flailing. I listened to Fran Drescher. Do we have that clip of her? Fran Drescher is over the SAG, the Screen Actors Guild. And she's saying, we are being kept out. We are being squeezed out of Hollywood, and she's right. And I'm going to tell you, I have no sympathy for him. But here's my point to all of this. If Hollywood can't set pop culture, and we now have the ability with AI, not having SAG, Screen Actors Guild rates, if we can't go out and make quality products like what Jim Caviezel and that team just made with this new movie about sex trafficking, which proves my point, and that's what I sent to my buddy. I said, number one, the Flick Fest is not about just bringing you new movies and introducing new directors and producers to you, which that's a big part of it. It's about changing the culture. These are people making films for $1,000. $10,000, and they're people that make full feature films. They get their friends to do it. And by the way, these are good actors. They're coming out of acting schools. They're going to be the next big deals. But that whole thing has changed. I don't know that there will be another Spielberg or Scorsese or whatever, because it'll be a bunch of little guys making films and not caring about having the big name and hanging out with Harvey Weinstein and going to Epstein's Island. It'll be people enjoying their art, telling their stories. Truthful stories, not forced to tell a story that involves the gay transvestite Guatemalan midget, but is a true story about something that happened in their lives. Hollywood is under fire. It is not going to recover from this. What is our answer? This is what I always come back to. What's our answer? What's our answer to social media? Do we have to have a multi-billionaire buy out the next thing overpriced, or can we start something on our own that answers the question? Those writers, let me put it this way. Hollywood writers may be striking. The people that are putting films on the Flick Fest, they are not striking. They are still telling their stories. I told you guys about Black Shakespeare, this guy who gets arrested because he wants to teach Shakespeare in the black community. True story. He gets arrested because he robs banks, he and a group of people. But he established his school before he got caught, and everything was going fine, but his gang kept robbing banks, and they caught him. They came later and caught him. He got sent to prison, club fed, and Donald Trump pardoned him. This is a black dude telling me his story. This isn't a made-up story. That is his real life. He wanted to teach black kids Shakespeare because he says the tragedy of Shakespeare speaks to the black community and will help these kids explore something different in their brains. And we want to support him. That's the kind of stuff that needs to get made. And I can give you 50 other projects that have been sent to us. Folks, we need your help. TheFlickFest.com. Go to the Kevin Jackson Network. Donate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Wow, when I think about the Biden administration and the problems that this man has caused, it people who voted for him, you should be ashamed of yourselves. God, this is horrible. It's embarrassing. We just got news on the economy, so let me just cut to the chase. We got downgraded from AAA to AA+. Now, we got downgraded during the Obama administration. Remember that? Got downgraded twice. Affirmative action. Downgraded. And then Trump came on, and we got upgraded. Now Biden's in, we got downgraded again. But, so this is the Democrats, oh, the economy's booming. Inflation is good for you. Get used to it. You'll love it. I don't think people are loving it. Anyway, the Federal Reserve approved a much-anticipated interest rate hike that takes benchmark harrowing costs to the highest in more than 22 years. In a move that financial markets had completely priced in, the central bank's Federal Open Market Committee raised its funds rates by a quarter percentage point, now between 5.25 to 5.5%. I remember that was the average savings account when I was a kid in the era of Carter, etc. 5.25 to 5.5%. The midpoint of the target range would be the highest level for the benchmark rate since early 2001. Markets were watching for signs, as they like to tell you. Here are the signs. The signs are the stock market isn't growing. It's not growing. We have all this free money floating around out there. I want you to think about this. $6 trillion plus that came at the end of Trump's administration, pumped into this economy for nothing over WooFlu BS. And there's not a significant rise in the stock market. It's fake money. But I'm saying that money, putting that money in circulation should create a fake bump in the stock market. So, for example, if the stock, if the national debt at the time was $30 trillion and now it's $36, you should get a 20% or so boost in everything. And I know there are financial people out there going, Kevin, that's not really true. I get where you what you might be thinking about that. I'm just saying, go with me on this in the sense that there is an art of, it's like during the time of Obama. Obama went, when they pumped all that $10 trillion into the economy, the stock market was going like crazy. And I told people, it's an artificial market, but it still rose. So even though your stocks are rising and you go, oh, my stocks doubled. No, they really didn't, because the money supply doubled. But at least the stock market reflected it. We have $6 trillion that was put into this economy over nothing. What did we put into this economy? You know what they did? They said, okay, we're going to charge you extra to clean the restaurants. We're going to charge you extra for your meals to pay for the stuff that, because we had to lay people off. We're going to charge you extra because we put people out of work, so we're going to give them some money for that. We're going to charge you extra for people to keep people employed even though they're not working. Show me the productivity there. There was no productivity. But we pumped all that money into it. We pumped in all kinds of areas, research, and think about all the different vaccines that were created and thrown away. We did an entire show on how much of that was tossed. Thrown away. To this day, let me ask you, they got all this COVID that they made, these emergency COVID vials, etc. Where'd they go? Go look at it. From the time I reported, it was billions of dollars. You think, what is it now? Billions more. They anticipated all this stuff. Even at the time when they were making COVID, they were making 800 million doses. There's 350 million people in America. Why would you make, oh, we're going to ship it off, we're going to save the world? No, they weren't. They were taking that money and giving it to the pharmaceutical companies. And they've been doing it the entire time. These people are making vaccines that are going to be thrown away. By the way, speaking of COVID, where's the big scare? Are you scared? How many places have you been without a mask? You've been on a plane, you've been in a big environment, you've been to concerts, you've been to the grocery store. You see the outliers with their mask on, for the most part. Nobody knows. It's not even on your brain anymore. Remember a year ago, a year and a half ago? It was all they talked about. It was every commercial on TV. It was every banner driving down the street. All fake money. But even with this $6 trillion plus dollars and this massive spending that the government's doing, there is no bump, no appreciative bump to show in your house, value of your home, value of your stock portfolio. Inflation is crushing your job. Even if you got a raise, it's got eaten up by inflation. Is it any wonder that the market got downgraded? It's not over either. And here's the thing. If we don't stop right now and fix this, we're going off a cliff. I mean, the people that are looking at Donald Trump negatively, I would just ask them to go back 3+ years. Certainly pre-COVID. Go back 4 years. 4.5 years. go into the first 2 years of the Trump administration and ask yourself, would you want that? We weren't printing new money. I mean, we were paying off the debt, but imagine paying off the debt when it was $26 trillion. I may have said billion earlier. $1 trillion, and now it's $36 trillion. So Trump didn't do quantitative easing. Was paying, I wouldn't say he's paying down the debt, but he was, I'm not in agreement with everything that he did with respect to the budget, because he didn't cut the budget the way he should have. But what he did do was he got government out of business, and business is what thrive. Business is what pays the bills. So when Trump was putting, I think the estimates were $2 trillion of taking out onerous legislation and putting $2 trillion back into the economy every single year, it was delivering. And that was when companies gave raises automatically. Companies raised their minimum wages beyond the federal government. Those were the good old days. That was when the tax base automatically increases, because as people make more money, they spend more money, you get higher taxes, blah, blah, blah. And that's what was fueling the engine, and that was what was driving, arguably, one of the best economic times in American history, maybe second only to the 80s, where Clinton, coming out of Reagan, and then Clinton balancing the budget, etc. Those were the days. Well, we were downgraded, not just in our rating, but also in our presidency. And let me tell you, the Fed's talking about raising the interest rates again in September. We got a course correct, and we better do it quick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection shows illegal crossings jumped over 30% last month. South Carolina Senator and 2024 Republican presidential hopeful Tim Scott touts his policies on Fox News and says a crisis on the border is preventable.
If we finish the wall, use technology, fire Joe Biden, and hire me, I will be the president that finishes the wall and takes seriously the opportunity to save tens of thousands of Americans from the drug of fentanyl.
The economy added 187,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than many economists were projecting. And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is set to be just over $1.2 billion. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Think about the number of criminals in the Biden administration. Forget Joe and, you know, and of course, the first son, Hunter, which technically isn't in his administration, but you get it. Forget him. I mean, that's criminality at the highest level. And I'm not even going to get into Director Ray of the FBI. We know how the FBI is helping. Look at the criminals in that administration. Merrick Garland, the guy who helped orchestrate all these things that we're going through, who essentially ran interference for the Bidens and said, don't prosecute, don't do this, you can't do, I mean, jurisdiction, we got, Weiss can't do this, this person can't do this, other people won't do it. And where are we with these Bidens? They won't let the IRS look into them. They haven't launched any serious FBI investigations. They let the statute of limitations run out. How does Merrick Garland keep his job? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. What about Mayorkas? I mean, he should be in prison. Here's Representative Mike Johnson talking about Mayorkas, who's over border security.
I've only got 25 seconds. I'll just say I don't have time for a question because you'll be elusive. But I just, for the record, since we're stating things for the record, I've been in Congress 7 years. I think you're the most dishonest witness that has ever appeared before the Judiciary Committee. And I think I speak for a lot of my colleagues. This is such a frustrating exercise for us because our constituents want answers. They're tired of the open border. They're tired of people dying from overdoses. And it's your fault. It's my time.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
No, there's no point of order in the middle of this. This is my opinion. I think it's shared by millions of people.
Based on the standard that the chairman set out in previous hearings, calling a witness dishonest is over the line that you drew in a previous hearing.
I'm not pulling the words down. That speaks for the American people.
But while we're on the, you know, looking at this situation, here's what Kat Kamik, who was grilling Becerra on the border, had to say.
Thank you, Secretary Becerra. I want to start with your attention here on this jar. Do you see this? Do you know what this is?
Looks like candies or snacks.
Unfortunately, the reality is much more grim. These are wristbands that the cartels force people to wear when they cross the border. And if you're not wearing one and you cross the border, the cartels will take a limb or an appendage. This is what these people are forced to wear, and it dictates what cartel they belong to, how much they have paid. And they are absolutely a part of the horrors of trafficking and smuggling that occurs at our southwest border. And I have to point this out because I want to tell the journey, because this has really been laid out in bits and pieces along the way by my colleagues, and we're here to talk about these kids. So if you could turn your attention to the screen real fast, I want to show a quick photo that I took. It was 11:46 at night. I myself took this photo. That little girl that you see was acting terrified, not of the agents, not of myself, but of the man holding her. The very next day at the Donna Processing Facility, We threatened, and I was there to witness this, this man with a DNA test. He confessed that he actually was not her father, that he had rented her. This is a process called recycling. Now, I know we're here to talk about what happens to these kids after this point, but this little girl was then turned over to HHS custody, your custody, and you've talked at length today about the vetting process, right? And so you now know that this little girl, not through a DNA test, she's not related to that man. She now is in your custody. You have your own case managers who are supposed to vet these processes. And we, of course, know this from the Florida grand jury. These case managers have very little training or no training in interviewing these individuals, particularly children and young children who have been traumatized. You can imagine that this man who you just saw on the screen, which, by the way, was a convicted sex offender with this child, you can imagine the trauma that that child had sustained. Your own case managers are not trained in examining, evaluating, or recognizing documents as authentic or fake. She came with no documents. They have no official training when it comes to trauma-informed interviewing skills. No official training when it comes to investigating the safety or legitimacy of addresses to which a UAC may be sent. Now, I don't know what happened to that little girl, but what I do know is that the sponsors that you claim to thoroughly vet, which I would love to get your definition of thorough, because you haven't been able to articulate that here today, it also would include the fact that these kids show up with numbers pinned to their clothes or sharpied on their bodies to call. Agents have reported in official testimony that these kids have the numbers, the same phone number, sharpied on their arms time and time again. Now, we've heard, of course, of situations where the same sponsor is being called, and magically 20, 30, 40 kids end up with that sponsor. And again, I go back to your statement of we thoroughly vet. You've really emphasized that. Do you vet every member of the household? And does it include an FBI check? Does it include an Interpol check?
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Representative Kat Kamek grilling Becerra on the most porous border in the world. Human trafficking being sanctioned by the U.S. government, in effect. Democrats love their human trafficking. We have a lady that's going to be at our session that's coming up October 5th and 6th. And she was human trafficked. Grew up in the suburbs of Colorado, a city in Colorado, two-family household, you know, the family pet, the whole deal, middle-class deal, has a boyfriend in high school, and her dad, the boyfriend's dad, groomed her, and she's going to talk about this at our event. She says, you think that sex trafficking is coming in from Mexico and all that? It's happening right here in your neighborhoods. Horror stories. She was trafficked from state to state to state, sold. And a lady named Pearl saved her years ago. And she's been telling her story ever since. And those are the ones, that's here in America. What do you think happens when there's no, I mean, this woman had parents that cared, had people around her. There was a system, people trying to find her, look for her. What do you think happens with these kids? But it's worse. That's the atrocity happening to them. But what about what's happening stateside? And by the way, I'm talking about criminal activity by the Biden administration. Don't believe any press conferences. Don't believe any of these feel-goods. Oh, we've confiscated 13 billion pounds of cocaine. That just means they let the cartel ship in 50 billion. Yeah, I've watched this now long enough. I've seen Narcos too many times, and it doesn't matter what it is.
We've just broken up a 7-person sex trafficking ring.
That means they've let them get away with 70. It's 10x what they're letting them get away with, so they can pretend they're solving a problem for us. I want to jump into this. Illegals coming into this country don't impact the population that wants them to come in. The Holly weirdo types, they don't have to deal with it. Those living behind gated communities don't deal with it. The people that deal with it are the black folks. And here's some Chicago black folks that aren't too happy about these illegals.
Many of these residents say they no longer have any tolerance for the disruptive behavior by those seeking asylum here. It's making them feel unsafe.
They disrespect us, they rob us, they harass us.
And their patience is wearing thin.
Let me say this. They got one more time to deal with it, because otherwise, next time they deal with it, they're going to deal with it from the streets. We're going to take over it. Nobody's going to be able to stop us from what we're going to do to them.
Much of the residents' anger was directed at city officials in attendance, including 20th Ward Alderwoman Jeanette Taylor, Chicago Deputy Police Chief Stephen Chung, and Family and Support Services Commissioner Brandy Kanazi. At one point, police had to intervene, breaking up an argument during public comment.
Folks, this was black folks mad at other black folks. It was something to see. If you see the video, you'll get it. They disrespect us. They rob us. They harass us. We're going to give them one more time to deal with it, then we're going to take it over. The streets are going to deal with it. That's what a brother said. Why am I telling you all this? I'm going to get to in the next segment, I'm going to get to the other person who's a criminal who should be indicted and put in jail. I don't know if it'll happen, but we'll see. Certainly it's been mentioned. But sticking on this topic for just a second, I look at these things and I say, here's where you understand there is a chink in the armor. There's a place where the Republicans and the conservative movement have an inroad. The black community understands that bringing in all these illegals under the guise of asylum is not helping the situation, particularly when you bring in people who don't look at it the way it used to be years ago. When people came to America years ago, it was an amazing thing. Now it's what can I get? And black folks know it, because as we say, game, no game. We know these people are not here because they really want asylum and they're running for escaping from something. They're here to leech off of us, and black folks recognize it. Hey, conservatives, I have a question for you. Are you ready for the squeaky wheel to help us now? We have an opportunity.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Criminal referrals is what we're talking about. I don't know that there's an administration where that's been so just amazingly incompetent in all arenas where people should be fired or in some cases jailed. Mayorkas should be jailed for how he's handling the border. Becerra should be jailed by how he's handling the border. And Mayorkas on national security as well. I mean, as I said, forget the FBI and Biden himself. That's corruption at the highest level. But go department by department and look at these people. Transportation, all of them. Now, I'm not going to say Buttigieg should be jailed, but he should certainly be fired. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. But the one that sticks out the most has to do with our health, DHS, and Fauci. But before I get into Fauci, because Rand Paul wants him indicted, And he should be. He should be indicted and arrested. He should go to jail for the rest of his miserable little life. But here is Sasha Lachapova talking about VAERS data that helps to put some of this into perspective. By the way, The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Here's Sasha Lachapova, an expert in VAERS data and all these various things related to Wu Flu. And here's her giving you what is really shocking information that won't surprise you, though.
So this is very interesting because depending on when you ask CDC officials about VAERS, it's either an amazing bulletproof system that is so reliable and they always maintains this wonderful data set for them to monitor safety, or it's completely poor and unreliable and usually the reports are made up. It just depends on how they want to answer the question, right? So, but historically, before COVID and before it got so contentious, it was considered a fairly reliable database, and it's actually a very important database. And while they're saying, well, it's not definitive if a report shows up for something that it was caused by this product, but it's a very, even on their website it says it's an important early warning system to identify unusual data patterns. And that's how I was using it. I was using it exactly for that purpose. I wanted to look at the data pattern that was coming across. The first immediate finding was that the volume, the total volume of adverse events and deaths was, ten times and more higher than all the previous vaccine products combined. And the database is very old. I think it started in the 90s, and it has reports for about 90 or so, maybe close to 100 different vaccine products from hundreds of manufacturers. So you have a very rich data set, and you see that historically it's here, and then 2021 comes across and it's this. So of course it's a signal. It's undeniable. There's a signal. It's a pattern. It needs to be investigated. But no investigation ever happened.
Well, we heard that they can't find a signal. I've interviewed a number of people who have spoken directly with the FDA and NIHs over the team. We're just not seeing any signal here.
Mm-hmm. So that was a signal for me. Them not seeing the signal.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have government officials staring at a very loud signal and telling you there is no signal, that's a signal in itself.
I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
In our health lead, we now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab.
NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
A new letter raising questions about experiments in a Wuhan lab.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase the transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
3 years, the National Institutes of Health provided grant money to the EcoHealth Alliance Research Group, which conducted experiments with bat coronaviruses in Wuhan, China.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. There will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
National Institute of Health admitted this week that it funded.
funded controversial gain-of-function research using coronaviruses at a lab in China at the epicenter of the pandemic, contradicting claims from Dr. Anthony Fauci that American tax dollars never paid for that kind of research.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied, certainly not before Congress. Case closed.
I have never lied, certainly not before Congress. Case closed. That's when you know he's lying. Wow. So Rand Paul is going after Fauci, and rightfully so. Now, I played, you know, the VAERS data that showed amazing. I mean, anybody in their right mind would go, wait a minute, on the vaccines, but not Fauci, not the NHS, or the NIH, I should say, which is our version of NHS from Britain. Anyway, he announced an official criminal referral, Rand Paul did, of the Justice Department regarding Anthony Fauci. And he pointed to an email from February of 2020 in which Fauci detailed a call with a British medical researcher, Jeremy Farrar, who was the director of Wellcome Trust at the time. And according to Fauci, those on the task force call, including Francis Collins, former director of the National Human Genome Research Institute, and other highly credible scientists with expertise in evolutionary biology, expressed concern about the fact upon viewing the sequences of several isolates of the NCOVID, but whatever. There were mutations in the virus that would be most unusual to have evolved naturally in bats, and that there was a suspicion that the mutation was intentionally inserted. The suspicion was heightened by the fact that the scientists in Wuhan University are known to have been working on gain-of-function experiments to determine all that. So what I'm getting at is Rand Paul is saying Fauci lied when he said they didn't fund gain-of-function. He flatly lied. And Rand Paul gave him the opportunity to get out of it. And they said in July of 2021, Paul reminded Fauci, former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and medical advisor to the president, that lying to Congress is a federal crime, and suggested that Fauci had done so with regard to the COVID-19 gain-of-function research. Now, I played the clips. Here's what I can tell you. I'm not an investigator, but if you go back and you look at when Fauci said something, and just do a timeline of when he said it, what was said, and then you go look at his emails or look at what was happening at the time, and it is a clear pattern of deception. He even says it himself at times. Well, we had to say that in order for the public to do blah, 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 in order to get them to do this. So, for example, he talked about how many people needed to get vaccinated for it to be safe. And it went from literally, I want to say 70%, it could have been less, to 100%. And we have the clip where he would say, well, you got to have, you know, 60%, maybe 70%. Then the next time it was, well, 80%. Then it was 90%. And then 100%. And then they ask him if it was 100%. He goes, well, even if you have 100%, if the rest of the world is not doing it, well, then, you know, it really isn't very effective for us to do it. And you're going, okay, so even 100% won't do it. When it's last time I checked, 100%, if we all get it and it's supposed to protect us, we're good. Except with COVID. Clear deception. Clear lies. That's all these guys gave us. And I don't know that this will go anywhere because they've got such a gauntlet of protection around the leftists to do this stuff. But you know what? I'm glad somebody has the guts to put it out there. So I want to thank Senator Rand Paul for that, and I will when I see him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.